And we're going to take just a few minutes today, and I'm going to do something different, show you something here in the Word of God. Open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. Hold your finger there, and we'll read another verse. I'll probably read about three verses for a minute this morning as we start. I want everyone to settle down. Get your Bibles ready. And I'm going to talk about this subject of winning. Winning. Has everybody been asking me about the Super Bowl football game? And I'm going to show you what the Bible says about winning and how blessed we are to be a Christian. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. All right, now, mamas, help me out. If they're real little bitty, put them in the nursery and play. If they're big enough to understand a whooping, that's what they need. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And look at verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14. Now thanks be unto God, down higher please, brother, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. Down please. Look at the middle of that verse. The Bible said that Jesus, God, always causes us to triumph. Do you know what the word triumph means? Win. Victory. Bible said, somehow or another, God always makes us win. What about that? Now, look back three pages or so to 1 Corinthians 15 and look at verse 57. These are great verses for a Christian. 1 Corinthians 15, and look at verse 57. Chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. There it is again. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to preach this morning on this subject. I'm a winner either way. And to introduce the message this morning, I've got a song I want you to hear. And this song is the title of the message. I'm a winner either way. I've stood beside a hospital bed just recently. Now, we watched my mom just get weaker and weaker and weaker. Wonder what them people in Las Vegas would think about my mom laying in that bed there for weeks. What did they do for her? Wonder if my mom won the lottery while she was laying there them last few days, what good would it have done her? She wouldn't even know it. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference. There's a different philosophy out there in the world. The Bible said God, the Lord, always makes us triumph. If you're saved here today, either way, you're a winner. If I go or if I stay. And you're never going to get it right until you realize what suffering is and you have pain in this body. People that ain't very smart that ain't never having some pain in your body. One of these days you're going to have pain in this body and then you're going to realize, you know what? There may be something different than this world. So, Brother Mike, get ready. I want you to listen to this song, sort of an old country gospel song. You've heard it on radio. But it explains what I'm going to preach about. And I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl and use it as an illustration. And you play that song. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
I feel like I'm leaving this bunch over here after. It's the end of life's journey.
blessing them.
And as I knelt beside his bed, my heart was thrilled at what he said. If I go or if I stay, the victory is mine. I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay,
hallelujah.
For I still have my Jesus each passing day.
Well, glory to God.
I'll have my healing here below.
Amen.
For life forever. If I go, oh, praise the Lord.
I'm a winner either way.
I'm a winner either way. That's your testimony.
Listen now. What that song's saying is, if I go, I win. If I stay, I win. That's the blessing the child of God has that the world knows nothing about. Listen, the old Hollywood mansions up there, when I was out in Hollywood and they took us around Beverly Hills and we drove up there and they said, now, back behind that bunch of bushes, old so-and-so lives there. And back behind there is where Bob Hope used to live. And up in there is where so-and-so used to live. You couldn't even get near them. They had big old brick walls and vines and everything. Them people, and some of them people just laying up there drunk and wishes they was back young and could be in movies again. And they're dreading death. They're dreading their laying there dying. And they're miserable. Then you got a man like Bo here. Stand up, Bo, if you don't care, I'll use you just a second. Has cancer in his body. Done had one surgery. Getting ready to probably have another one. They just discovered a tumor on his neck there. And you know when they're going to do it?
It'll be about a week and a half out. So.
About another week right now. But you know what? He's sitting here in church and he's saying, if I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way. And you're a Christian. You got that today. Glory to God. Hallelujah, people. Now listen, see the Super Bowl people today, they're saying, oh my goodness, somebody got to lose. But we don't lose. We don't lose. If the Lord leaves us here, we win. If the Lord takes us out, we win. I mean, if we fall, we win. If we stand, we win. If we go or if we stay, we're a winner either way. Amen. I tell you, I like that this morning. I'm going to talk about that for a little bit, just for a few minutes. I want you to give me your attention just for a few minutes. Today is called Super Bowl Sunday. I resent that. I think that's awful. Today is the Lord's Day. Amen. The Lord's Day and the Lord's house are more important than any ball game that's ever been or ever will be. And all God's people said,
amen.
If you don't believe that, your priorities are extremely messed up. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me this morning? They're having the 46th, I guess it is, Super Bowl this evening. You've heard the commercials this evening during the ball game are going for $3.5 million for 30 seconds. That means one commercial or in three seconds you could build three churches a lot bigger and nicer than this and pay for them cash for a 30-second commercial. Three. And that's the situation that our nation is in. $3,000 is a cheap, very cheap ticket to get in and get a seat and go. If you parked your car near the stadium, The parking places near the stadium are $990 just to park your car this evening. People who live near the stadium today are renting out their driveway for somebody to park at $500. If you own a house there, you could make little parking places in your yard and charge $500 a piece for them. Now, I'm prefacing my remarks by saying this. They ask people, what would you give up to go to the Super Bowl? What would you consider less important? And there were people on there that said, I would give up seeing the birth of my child. Men said, I'd leave my wife in the hospital, let her have the baby, and I'd rather go to that ball game. And these are the people who have the nerve to call me and you fanatics. What if preacher left his wife and went out to a revival, you know, and didn't even go when his child was being born, and stuff like that. I want to talk about this for a minute this morning and give you some thoughts to help keep your bearings right. Number one, we are winners either way on sin. On sin. You know, when God saved you, He put something inside you that either here or one day somehow is going to overcome sin. Even if you're letting sin get the victory over you short term today, you're going to get the victory over sin. You may get your head beat off doing it, but you're going to win the victory. I'm glad today that one day, thank God, sooner or later, we'll have the eternal forever victory over sin. Here, down here, we win some and lose some. There's been times down here when I thought, glory to God, I'm winning. Amen. Woo! My team's ahead. I'm living for Jesus, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, heaven bound with a hammer down. And then there's other times when the devil just pulls the rug out from under you and you fall flat on your face and think, Lord, I'm losing. But you know, we might lose a round, but we ain't going to lose the fight. We might get behind, but we're not going to lose the game. We are a winner either way. Let me kid all you fellas that and lady, anybody that wants to watch the ball game tonight, your business. I like to watch the highlights. I don't care nothing about football. But let me help you keep your priorities straight here. They don't tell you this on the news, but there's so much sin will be going on tonight. Did you know that the children's human trafficking or sex rings skyrocket during the Super Bowl? Last year, thousands of prostitutes, many of them underage, as young as 12 years old, were sent in to the Super Bowl to sell to the customer, the people who go there to party all weekend. They're there Friday night, Saturday night, and then tonight, and some of them tomorrow. This is awful to think about, but when it was in Texas a couple years ago, the Texas authorities had to bring in extra FBI agents. You understand that there's over 200,000 children, underage children, every year sold into what we call human trafficking. You talk about slavery, this is slavery at its absolute worst. To take a 12 or 13 year old girl, and they flew some in from Hawaii, and sold them at the Super Bowl. One, they advertised on Craigslist, and for services, escort services, and one 14-year-old girl was advertised as a, quote, Super Bowl special. There was abused, sold like a dog or an animal, and abused. I know that upsets you, but while you're watching that game this evening, you better keep this stuff in mind and keep your priorities straight. It's not all wonderful. It's all like, oh boy, this is great. Right, get the donuts. Let's bring out the ham and cheese. Huh? Now that's fun. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you better remember, it's a sin-cursed world. And it's full of sin down there beneath the surfaces. Last year, there were several men indicted on crimes of human trafficking and sent to federal prison. They were advertised, as I said, on Craigslist. There were some volunteers from the Assembly of God and some other churches that went out passing out flyers trying to stop it. Thank God for them. Appreciate Christians got enough guts to go out there and try to do something for God. The media will not mention it. Where's the news media? Where's Bill O'Reilly? Where's Aaron Brockovich? She's worried about the twitching people up in New York. And I am too. I don't know what that is. But what about the child rights advocates? Where are they? Where's Nancy Grace? Where's Joy Beard? Why don't they have, where's Dr. Drew? Why don't they have a whole special on sex trafficking children at the Super Bowl? You know why? Because the world will not paint the world in a bad light. They sure will go after Warren Jeffs and the Mormon cultists that are abusing young girls. They sure have a week of programs on that. Say amen. And there's more girls abused during the Super Bowl than there are by Warren Jeffs in a year, probably. I want to say, I'm not taking up for Warren Jeffs. I'm just saying, brother, this old world is rotten, and don't you ever think it's not. And it covers for itself. If it was a religious event, it'd be all over the news. But ladies and gentlemen, you hear me this morning. Listen, but you got to keep your head straight. You while you're watching that ball game, remember the ambulances that are going down the streets. Remember the fights. Remember the wife at home that's bawling her eyes out like this while her husband's there partying, getting drunk with other women. You better remember that. You better remember. And this old world, listen, brother, it's bad. As far as missing church tonight, you ask God what He wants you to do. You ain't that dumb. You just act like it. Listen, you hear me this morning? I'm glad, brother, where grace did abound, the Bible, or sin did abound, the Bible said grace did much more abound. We are winners over the power of sin. There is nothing that'll give a person the victory over sin like the blood of Jesus and living for the Lord. We're winners. We're winners. There's more drug addicts get permanently cured by getting saved than they are going through rehab. There's more alcoholics get permanently cured. Christians should never say, I'm a recovering alcoholic. No, you're not. You're a former alcoholic. You're a Christian saved by the grace of God. You ain't an alcoholic. Brother, when you're born again, brother, all things have become new. The Lord saves you. The Lord changes you. And brother, we're a winner. What's the Bible say? We're sin that abound. Grace did much more than we win. Grace wins. Hallelujah. And even though we're weak in the flesh and we fail and we fail and we fail and we fail and we fail, grace did much more abound. We're a winner over sin. If you die, well, you'll have a new body that ain't never sinned. Amen. You know, the world, I've been pastoring a church since I was just a kid myself, and I'm telling you, it ain't like it used to be. It ain't like it used to be. I mean, 30 years ago, we had sweetheart banquet. I'd just get up and say, everybody come to the sweetheart banquet. And everybody'd sign up and come. Now, you have to say, everybody, we want you to come to the sweetheart banquet. You have to say, if you're married, you have to come with the person you're married to. We have to say, if you are a boy, you have to come with a girl. You have to come with a person the same opposite sex than you are. If you want to come with you have to come with a person the opposite sex than you are, unless you used to be the opposite sex. That's what you have to say nowadays. To which you're not invited to the sweetheart banquet. Right, listen, they picked up something out there on the road, the cops did the other day, and they didn't know what it was. They didn't know to take it to the jail for men or the jail. They didn't know. Amen. Amen. And if you try to find out, it'll see you. Amen. That's the day we're living in, brother. I'm telling you what. Listen, the world messed up, people. It's messed up. Listen, God still puts something inside of His children that responds to His grace. And the book said, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I told somebody the other day, I said, sometimes you feel like you're just buried, don't you? You feel like you're just buried by sin. I picture it like this. You know, when it snows real deep, it's on top of your house. And all of a sudden this big bunch of snow comes off you. That's the way I feel sometimes. You feel like you're doing pretty good and you're out here. That's sin just piles in on top of you. Just the wickedness and that. But you know what? God's up there watching. He'll not put on you more than you can bear. He'll not let you go through more than you can handle. He made a promise. And I got news for everybody in here. That alcohol makes you think have the victory over you. Them drugs, you think I just can't quit, preacher. I'm hooked on these pills. I got good news for you. Listen, God said where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. God's got more grace than you've got sins. God's grace is sufficient. He'll help you and you can be a winner either way. Let me say secondly this morning, we're a winner either way over sickness. Now the world can't say this. Well, hey, what one of them guys can say, all right, I'm going to give you this many odds on the Super Bowl and it's the Giants and the Midgets? Patriots. Who are they? Don't pay no attention to football. You can't even see them. All you see, that may not even be who they really are. They got all them helmets and stuff on there. You don't know who that is. May have aliens out there. But you know what? The guy get on there and he'd say, I'll give you so many odds, and no matter who wins, I win. Lord, if it wasn't wrong, I'd bet on that. Wouldn't you? I mean, no matter who wins, I win. That's what I'm saying this morning. You're hungry. I am too. If he'd shut up, we'd go get something to eat. Didn't your bus worker give y'all nothing to eat this morning? I'd be ashamed by them. Cap, did you starve them two little girls? Oh, they're not on yours? Well, anyway, what was I saying? Now you done got me starving. All right, we're dismissed. Let's all go get something to eat. I hope you... Yeah, the midget. Look, if I could say we'll win either way, I'd put some money on that. No matter who wins, I'd give them 100-1 odds. I'll give you $100, you give me back $1,000, my team wins, and no matter who wins, I win. That's just how sure we're going to win. Guaranteed. You see, if you're out there in the world, you see these newspapers, and it's got Patrick Swayze and who? Somebody else they got on there. I seen in Walmart or something, some movie star, and they get cancer or something, and man, they look bad. And it'll show a picture of them like 30 years ago when they're all youthful and healthy and smiling, and then it'll show up and they look like a monster. And they lay there and they spend all that money on sitting there, them poor movie stars. They'll have a priest come in there and say something over them. Or they'll have Madonna give them some kind of Kabbalah exercise, you know, something to quote or meditate on or something like that. And they look back and they say, well, I've had a good life and, that's all I got. But I'm telling you, something like that man right back there, somebody like Miss Vicky, my mom would lay there in that bed, buddy. And I'm telling you, her body, she couldn't get up. She couldn't feed herself. We fed her for the last few months of her life. And the world looks at her like, that pitiful woman don't even need to be living. She's laying there saying, I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay. If I go up there, I win. If I stay down here, I win. I'm a winner either way. I want to be on a team like that. I mean, I heard people say, well, it don't really matter if you win. We just play for fun. I think you're crazy. There's something wrong with you. I mean, there's something wrong with you. There's something inside us that wants to triumph. There's something inside of us that wants to win the victory. And brother, thank God we can win over sickness. People are in a battle. You know, you hear it said, he's in a battle with cancer. You hear people say that. He's battling cancer. That's exactly what it is, like his football game. Like what'd you say, the Saints? Patriots. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Saints. Saints and sinners. But anyway, Giants and Patriots. When they're down there, they're battling, buddy. They are battling. They're all hyped up on no telling what kind of drugs and everything else. Then, all right, we're going to kill them. Them guys are getting possessed today. You get possessed, you start doing stuff like that. And they say, we're going to get them. That's the same way it is a person fighting cancer. You're in a battle. You pray. You fast. You go to the doctor. You try this kind of medicine. You go through surgery. It's a battle. But I'm glad to report this morning, there is no losing for a child of God. If the cancer gets your body, you got a brand new one waiting up there where you'll never sin or get sick again. If you stay down here, God gets the glory. If He heals you, you can shout all over the church. If He don't heal you, people will say, boy, He's got something inside. I'm telling you, hallelujah. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, we're a winner either way over sickness. Either way. Amen. The Super Bowl winners get the Vince Lombardi trophy. And Vince Lombardi, the great coach, I think, of the Green Bay Packers, long ago, who won the first two Super Bowls. First two they ever had, like in the late 60s. And they won the first two. And they was like, I should have gotten my stuff straight. Is the AFL and the NFL? Okay, whichever one they thought the other team, the other side couldn't ever win. But they said, we're always going to win. And they didn't. The other side won. The other group won the third one. But they win the Vince Lombardi trophy. And those guys will do that today. Somebody going to get a big trophy tonight. Big trophy. Or rings or plaques. In basketball, they give you a ring. But they're going to win this big trophy. And they're going to take that trophy home. And they're going to put that in their little crib. And boy, when all their friends come over, they're going to say, there it is. I was in the Super Bowl. There it is. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. More power to them, man. I'm happy for them if they win. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. Listen, we are a winner either way. That other team is going to go home with nothing. They're going to walk out of there like this. They've had a bad day, you know, like that. They're going to walk out of there. They're going to walk out of there with their head hang low. They're going to walk out of there saying, oh, man, if this hadn't happened, if it was so close. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win. But guess what? Here's a man right here that got saved, Jeremy. I can tell you who's going to win. He is. You say, well, what if he messes up? He's going to win anyway. The Bible said God always causeth us to triumph in Christ. That'll blow your mind, brother. They're talking about predestination in here a while ago, and it's always based upon foreknowledge. Predestination is always based upon foreknowledge. There is no such thing as God predetermining your life, good or bad. It's always on. He knows what you're going to do. And so, He knows where Jeremy's going. He's His child. He's going to take care of him just like I would my child, and you would your child. He's a winner either way. If He heals me, I'll give Him glory and we win. If He don't heal me, He'll give me grace to bear the unbearable. And if I die, I'll go get a brand new body where I won't never get sick. You can't beat that. Tell me something the world's got to beat that. Tell me something that's better than that. Give me a philosophy that can beat what I just now said. If I'm sick, if He heals me, I'll shout. If He don't, I'll praise Him through it. And if I die, I'll live forever and never be sick again. Give me something that'll beat that. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're a winner either way. Amen. That's right, brother. Hey, we're a winner either way. Not only that, in sorrow, we're a winner. Amen. You may be miserable now, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm telling you, you may have just went through a separation or divorce and your heart is broke, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. The Bible said in Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from our eye. You may be way behind, but you can be like Paul. I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Revelation 20:4, the Bible said they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Reign, win, winner, victory. We are the victors. Amen. Amen. That's right. Revelation 22:12 said, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me. Not only do you win, you get a trophy. You get a reward. The Lord said, when I come, I'll get a reward. You know, in these little teams, you start out, somebody wins, somebody loses. And you know, and I play basketball the same way. Somebody wins and somebody loses. And I don't like losing and you don't either. Baseball, somebody wins, somebody loses. But Christians, we all win. Either way. You say, what if they laugh at us? God gives us a reward for it. They make fun of me at work, preacher, and I didn't even get a promotion because I took a stand for the Lord. Shout, God's going to give you 10 times that when you get to heaven. You can't lose. You can't lose for winning. Somebody told me the other day, they called me and they said, Brother Danny, so-and-so talking real bad about you. And I said, glory to praise God. And they said, what? I said, praise the Lord. Every time people do that, the Lord dumps blessings out on me. He does. He bless. I've almost got to where I worry when they're not saying bad stuff about me. I want the Lord to bless me. If that's what it takes, who cares? There ain't got enough sense coming out of the rain no way. Listen, you can't lose with the Lord on your side. I'm a winner either way. What about even in Satan? Satan. Looks pretty bad right now. It looks like the devil's winning. Tell you the truth, he's ahead in this world. You look up the score and it's 75-4. That's discouraging, brother. One of those church teams the other night, they got beat 89-9. 89 or 9. Of course, you know, they stack the teams up and boys don't even go to church, but a bunch, just, you know, they don't need to be in there. But anyway, 89 or 9. And God told one of our guys, he said, they had 5 at halftime, but we stepped up our defense and held them to 4 in the second half. That's discouraging. That's discouraging. 89-9. And you know what? Listen to me. When you look nowadays, people won't come to church. And the people that do go to church, it's hard to get them to live for the Lord. And drugs are everywhere. Murder's up. Crime's up. Abortion gone out through the roof. Right has become wrong. Wrong has become right. Your life debt for it's 89-5 right now in this old world in favor of the devil. Politics are corrupt. It don't matter who gets elected. We've had it either way politically. Nobody's going to get us out of the mess we're in. We can't even pay the interest on our national debt. They're putting us more in debt every. We don't even pay the interest. Ain't going to balance the budget. You going to let somebody tell you that? Yeah, we can't even pay the interest, people. Even if we cut back. But I'm going to tell you something. It looks like the devil's winning. Homes are breaking up everywhere. Divorce is rampant. Kids are rebelling. People are on drugs. Bad news, bad news, bad news. But guess what? We've got the promise that we've got a hero coming. We've got the greatest one coming that's going to push us up ahead. And right at the last minute, we're going to zoom out of here and, brother, we'll win the victory over this thing. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like this. I was watching a ball game one time, and I'm going off preaching or something like that, and there'll be a ball game I really want to see, and they'll re-air it, put it on again on ESPN. Boy, that ball game, it could be the Boston Celtics and the Lakers, and they're just fighting and fussing in the crowd standing up here, and they got movie stars there, and they're going, "No, no, Tara!" The score, it's 79-78, and they're going, "All right, I don't go!" And the cheerleaders are saying, "Come on, well, the band's playing like I do at the college game, and everything." And the people there, you know, they're going crazy, you know, and everything, and the game goes. Then it comes on again the next day, and I'm watching this game. And I done seen on the news who won. Final score, 101-94 in favor of the Celtics. But I like to watch it. So I'm watching this game like this. And I'm seeing this guy run down through there and he gets mad. And the referee calls a tech, you know, and then this person jumps up through there. And I'm sitting there thinking, "You idiots, that ain't doing you any good. You're going to lose. The game's done over. In my sight." And I look at him down there, they're fussing. Are you getting this? I'm about to shout. Think about it. I've done seen the end score and everything. I'm just enjoying the game. Well, I don't know you're going to win. You're down there jumping up and down, fussing, hollering, screaming, passing laws against Bible and school and prayer and everything, you idiots. You've done lost. And I'm telling you, brother, I was sitting there watching that game and I thought, you know what? They're killing themselves out there. And I don't know the score and everything. The end from the beginning. And I thought, that's the way this world is. Man, we're getting beat to death, it seems like, people. But the Lord's sitting up there in heaven saying, "I done see the end from the beginning." He done sees us over in heaven when the trophy's given out. It's already happened in His sight. He knows the end from the beginning. Thou stand, Danny Kessel. I said, "Lord, I'm not worthy. Lord, I'm not worthy." He said, "I know. That's why I died for you, son. Come on in here." And the devil said, "But he done this and he done this." He said, "Shut up. Get out of here. You're a loser. He's a winner either way. My son paid the price for his sin. My son bled and died to cover him." Oh, glory to God, people. I'd make a dead Presbyterian speak in tongues. Amen. I'm telling you something this morning. You hear me this morning. We're a winner either way. Amen. I was sitting there watching that game. The suspense is gone. The worry's gone. The dread is gone. The fear. I'm not sitting there saying, oh no. I don't know who's going to win. It happened yesterday. Done been on news. Them poor people beating their brains out for nothing. That's the way the world is. They're trying their best to destroy us. But they can't do it. The devil tries everything he's got But the Lord give the victory. I'm going to tell you a little story here and I'm done. 1908 World Series. Back in, man, I mean, them boys, they played ball. Chicago Cubs, New York Giants. World Series. The game was on the line. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. Man on third. And one of the players got hurt. They put in a 19-year-old rookie that was a very promising rising star in baseball named Fred Merkel. Fred Merkel got on first base. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, winning run on third base. Guy gets up to bat. Merkel's on first. Guy's on third. Everybody's going crazy. The stands are, I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy hit the ball. The man from New York hit the ball, knocked it out in the field. Everybody went crazy. The man on third base come in and scored, which would seal the victory for New York. Fred Merkel is on first. Well, people started running out. You know how they'll run out on the field? And thousands of people started coming out there screaming and hollering. He just joined in the celebration and everything and didn't even go to his base. One of the Chicago players noticed that he didn't run to second. So he started trying to find a ball. He said, if I can get that ball and get him over here, all I got to do is touch second base. And he's out and that run don't count. That's right. He had to go touch that base. So one of the New York coaches saw what was going on, and he grabbed a ball and threw it up in the stands where they couldn't get it. And two of the Chicago players, this is true, two of the Chicago players fought through the mob, chased that guy out into the mob parking lot somewhere where he's at, and they said, and he wouldn't let him. He said, this is my ball's truck. And they knocked him down and took that ball away from him. Brought it back in there, got up there and jumped on second base and went like this on second base, like that. And the umpire said, he's out! And they lost. Chicago went on to win that game. The moral of that story is, there's a lot of people think they've won. They think they're safe. They think they're headed home. But they didn't touch that base. Never touched first. Never touched second. And the moral of the story is this morning, if you want to win, I tell you what you better do. You better make sure that your foot has touched that base. That's salvation. Getting saved. You ain't going home. You ain't winning if you've not been saved. I'm not a winner today because I'm strong, tough, and all that. I'm not a winner today because I'm not. I'm not strong enough. I'm not tough enough. I'm winner because I touched the base, the Lord saved me, and He's the winner, and He makes me a winner. That's it. Let's stand by our heads for prayer.